Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also because he is transgressed by wine, he is a proud man. Neither keepeth at home who enlargeth his desire as hell and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his? How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay? Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them? Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee, because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establisheth the city by iniquity. Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And we'll stop there. So the just shall live by his faith. Let's pray. Lord, give us your presence and wisdom tonight, guidance, and speak to our hearts through your precious and powerful word. We thank you for this privilege, and we love you, and we commit it all to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. So notice it says there in verse 4, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. It's talking about the man that's living in sin. But then he goes on to say that the just shall live by his faith. Now that word just, that's an important word, as you all know, in Scripture. And it's justification by faith is one of the precious doctrines of our salvation, isn't it? So after we're saved, we are justified, not because we live justly, but because God imparts righteousness to us. That is the doctrine of justification. God has a lot to say about it in the Scriptures, but it happens when we trust Jesus Christ. It happens when we put our faith in the Lord. And this has, again, God even mentions that Abraham of all people was what? Justified by faith, when he placed his faith in Jehovah. So let's look at a few scriptures together. Acts chapter 13, verse 38. We'll start there and just get a grasp of this great truth about the just. First of all, who are the just? Notice Acts 13, 38. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, talking about Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So here, the Jews are being preached to, and he says, those who believe are justified from all things. And he goes on to say, you cannot be justified by the law. Remember, that was the number one problem when Jesus came here, was the Jews thought they could be justified by keeping the law. And they didn't understand that they were sinners and that they could only be justified through Christ and his sacrifice. Let's look at a couple more. Romans chapter 3 and verse 26. Romans chapter 3, verse 26. Notice it says, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. So God is the just one, but he's also the justifier, as it says there, of him which believeth. And then look at verse 28, same chapter. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So justification is something God does when we place our faith in Him. And Romans 5:1, since you're in Romans, turn over a couple chapters. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the verse tonight is the just shall live by his faith. But who are the just? The just are those who have been declared just, who have been made just when they place their faith in the Lord. Now, this verse is quoted three times in the New Testament. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, it says, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11 says, the just shall live by faith. And Hebrews 10:38, the just shall live by faith. So three times the New Testament quotes Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Pretty amazing, isn't it? So this justification that takes place at salvation is through the blood and the resurrection and the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's see that. Romans 3:24, we'll just look at a couple scriptures quickly. How are we justified? We see that when we're justified, it's when we place our faith in the Lord. But how are we justified? Let's look at that. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We're justified by His grace through the redemption. While you're in Romans, look at chapter 4, verse 25. Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So we're justified by faith, but we're justified through the grace and through the death and through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:9, let's look at another one. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And then Romans 5:18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. So justification takes place when we place our faith in the Lord. We place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham placed his faith in Jehovah. Romans chapter 3 reflects back to Abraham and Romans 5. But notice we saw here by His grace, through the resurrection, through the blood, through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, we receive the gift of justification. So that's who the just are. The just are those who have placed their faith in the Lord. That was true in the Old Testament. It's true in the New Testament. God is the one that justifies. Speaking of that, we're speaking of Old Testament. Go to 2 Peter 2 quickly. Now, everybody's heard of a guy named Lot. And whenever we hear that name, we think negative things, don't we? Think about a man who lived in Sodom and Gomorrah, a man who offered up his daughters to an angry mob. Can you imagine that? I can't. And then a man whose wife got turned into a pillar of salt and then had incest with those same daughters. That's what we think of when we think of Lot, isn't it? But look how God describes Lot, chapter 2, verse 7 of 2 Peter, and delivered, what's that next word? Just Lot. How is that possible? Because justification has nothing to do with our behavior. And this proves it, doesn't it? If God Himself, writing about Lot from the Old Testament, can refer to him as just Lot, We're not justified by who we are or what we do. We're justified by God because we place our faith in Him. Justification is completely separate from our behavior. It is a gift that God imparts to us. So that's who the just are. But then he goes on to say, the just shall live by his faith. This is a very important concept for all Christians, that he wants us to live and walk by faith. When you think of Israel, and by the way, we'll go to 2 Corinthians 5:7 while we're chatting. But when you think back to Israel, what angered God the most about their time before they got sent off into the desert for 40 years, what angered him the most was when they complained, wasn't it? Every time they would come across a trial, they would always stop and say, oh, God's going to kill us. Oh, God doesn't care about us. God's going to let us starve to death. He's not going to let us have anything to drink. We're sick of the manna. And it just went on and on. The thing that angered him the most was when they complained. Well, why did they complain? Because they were walking by sight. As long as things were going good, you know, they just passed through the Red Sea and they sang this song about how great God is. God's wonderful. God is great. God is all powerful. Oh, God is just so good. And then the same day they can't find anything to eat. Oh, God is terrible. God doesn't love us. God's going to kill us. How can you go from one extreme to the other? Because they were walking by sight. They were basing everything on what they experienced. You can't do that because life is filled with trials and problems and frustrations. That's why God tells us to live by faith, not by sight. Notice 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by what? Faith. Then he says, not by what? Sight. If we base our walk, if we base our closeness to God, if we base anything on what we experience, we're in trouble. And this is what the people do who believe you can lose your salvation. It's all based on their experience. If I don't feel close to God, then I must have lost my salvation. If I'm having health problems, I must not be close to God. When it may be the opposite is true. Look at Job. So we cannot base our closeness to God, our spirituality, we cannot base anything on what we see and what we experience. It must be based on who God is and our faith in Him. And that's what God is telling us here. We walk by faith, not by sight. You can't have both. Israel walked by sight, not by faith. And ended up in the desert for 40 years because of it. Let's go look at a few more. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? The faith of the Son of God. Paul's saying the old man's been crucified doctrinally. Now I need to make sure the old man is completely dead and not bothering me and causing me to walk by sight. No, the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now my life is about faith in Jesus Christ because we walk by faith, not by sight. Another one, Hebrews 11:1. Most of you know this verse, but let's turn there. What does it say? Faith, which is what we're supposed to walk by, is the substance of things hoped for. Look at this last phrase, Hebrews 11:1. The evidence of things what? Not seen. Not seen. Has anybody here seen heaven? If you have, you're in the wrong church. Because there's plenty of people out there that claim they have. Has anybody here seen God? That's faith. It's the evidence of things not seen. Has anybody here seen Jesus? We're walking by faith. We believe Jesus is real. We believe he saved us. We believe he's making us a home in heaven. We believe we get to spend forever with him, but we've not seen him. We've not seen heaven. We've not seen the mansions. Because we're walking by faith. We're not walking by sight. And that's what it's. That's what faith is. The evidence of things not seen. Where's that evidence contained? In God's precious and preserved word. So that's what walking by faith is all about. One more verse, 1 Peter 1:8. So as Habakkuk is looking forward to the kingdom for Israel, he's saying that the just shall live by his faith, that those who place their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will be justified, and he's going to have to live by faith, especially now, but even in the kingdom. But notice 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen, you love. Everybody here would be willing to say, I love Jesus. Right? And yet he says, we've not seen him. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Where's all that joy come from? Since it says twice in this verse that we've not seen Christ. So I guess all these people that claim they have seen Christ, I don't know what they do with 1 Peter 1:8. Because it says we haven't seen Christ. But it says we still rejoice. That's called faith. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Why? Because we're walking by faith. We know Jesus is real. We know he saved us. And we know we get to see him someday. But for now, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And so he finishes, go back to our passage, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. Those who will be justified by faith, those who have been justified by faith, and those who are living by faith during the tribulation period will get to one day enjoy God's eternal kingdom. And so not only does Habakkuk make this very clear that the just shall live by his faith, but he's saying those who have been justified by faith, look what they get to enjoy in verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Imagine a day, because it's real, and you have to imagine it because it's by faith, when we get to be on earth with Jesus Christ and the entire earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. There will only be one church. That's Jesus' church. And we'll be helping him run this world because we will be priests and kings unto our Lord. By faith, we believe this to be true, that we will get to be with Jesus during the kingdom, and that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. But this is available to those who will be justified. Justification, we see it in Abraham. We see it in Lot. So it's Old Testament as well. Now, they didn't necessarily believe in Calvary, but they did trust Jehovah. During the church age, we trust Jesus Christ and what he did for us. During the tribulation, we got 144,000 Jews preaching the everlasting gospel, telling people Jesus is coming. This person that's sitting in the temple is not Jesus. It's the Antichrist. You need to trust Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary for your salvation. And multitudes will, by faith, because they still won't see Jesus. And then Jesus will return and our faith will become reality. Of course, those of us who have died or been raptured out, come back with Jesus and get to enjoy this time when the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So three times in the New Testament, God quotes a verse from Habakkuk of all books. I'm sure it's a book that everybody's just read so many times, Habakkuk. Isn't it fascinating that this verse that we all know so well in the New Testament, the just shall live by faith, is actually quoting one of the minor prophets whom God inspired to write, the just shall live by his faith. Who are the just? The justified. Lot was just. Abraham was justified by faith. We are justified by faith. Tribulation saints will be justified by faith. Not only are we justified by faith, but then we will walk. Until we see Christ, we will walk by that faith. As we read in 1 Peter 1:8, we won't be allowed to see Jesus until we have our new bodies. And then we'll be with him. And the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The just shall live by his faith. Let's pray. Dear Lord.